You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Those that know me know that I am a very big fan of all things tech and development, especially in the financial services space, and the development around things like tokenization has been of particular interest to me since this new phase or new facade has come out. And we've got such an interesting development coming out of a company called Mesh Trade. They announced that they launched their first ever tokenized African corporate bond. I'm joined on the line by Mesh Trade founder and managing director Connie Bloom to take a look at this. Good evening, Connie. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start at the very beginning, understanding the importance of a tokenized bond. What does this mean in the smart asset space, as well as just for where we stand from a technological development point of view?
Good evening, Jimmy. It's a very interesting development currently coming into the market, because what this means by putting a bond on the blockchain and creating a token around it is that we're making the capital markets more accessible and more transparent for everyone to participate in it as well.
That's always something that we've been longing to see, is the democratization of investments and the accessibility of investments being improved. Let's look at some of the advantages of this in particular. We already know that tokenization as a concept comes with its own sets of advantages and disadvantages, things around transparency on the blockchain and all of that. But from an asset point of view, from an investment point of view, how much of an advantage is it to have something like a bond tokenized for a company looking to raise money, for investors looking to access certain investments without being able to go through the traditional methods? How much of a game changer is this really?
We did something very interesting with this particular bond, because as you mentioned at the start, it is the first tokenized corporate bond in Africa. Now, what this means is that this is actually offered to the public. So what we've done is, with the issuer, which is the Most Initiative, we went and we registered a prospectus document, making this a fully regulated token. Now, what we've done on this that it makes it even more unique is we've dropped the minimum investment amount. So usually with these kind of bonds, when they trade on the traditional market, they trade with around like 1 million as your minimum investment amount. Now we've gone and we've taken that away, and the minimum investment amount on this bond is 5,000 Rand. So that means that more people can come into this market and purchase the asset. But not only purchasing it, it's a very easy, transparent and cost-effective way of doing this. And we've gotten this issuer into the market a lot quicker than what was ever before possible. And as we now proceed, because this is only the first asset that we're issuing in this manner, we have a whole host of these assets lined up for our investors coming in the next few months. But this means that every time that we issue an asset, it's just going to become quicker and quicker and more cost effective.
I remember writing an article about the benefits of tokenization, and fractionalization or fractional ownership was one of the key benefits that I looked at when I wrote that piece, around the fact that it's easier for people to access it at a lower rate, which is exactly what you're saying at this point, Connie. You touched on something important around regulation, and I have been on a very clear drive from the show's perspective, as well as just in my personal life, around regulation. Mesh Trade, have you guys applied for your CASP license? Are you guys in the process of getting your crypto asset service provider's license?
Yes, we are. So the regulator opened up these categories for all crypto asset service providers last year in June, and the deadline was at the end of November. And we've applied in that window period. So that means that Mesh is currently operating under the regulatory compliance, and we're waiting for the regulator to move through that backlog and make sure that all our crypto companies are fully regulated going forward.
Absolutely. And I remember speaking to the regulator around the issuances of those CASP licenses, as well as some providers that had their CASPs issued last week. So hopefully you guys are on track to be in line to be issued that license. Connie, I want to move back to the corporate bond and the tokenization process and everything that's happened here. We've now discussed the fact that this represents a new age in, call it finance 3.0. We've got Web 3, we've got finance 3 now, obviously. This changes the landscape of everything we fundamentally knew about financial services and about digital products. But what does that then mean in terms of investors being able to harness the full power of these things? Because I know for one, I mean, as a business, what we're doing is we're also exploring this from an asset management point of view around the tokenization aspects and ensuring that more people in South Africa have access to the investments, as you rightly mentioned. How much more, when the blockchain understands what types of assets we're dealing with and the fact that we can now bring real world assets into the blockchain?
Yes, it's all about opening up the capital markets. And as you mentioned, Finance 3.0. Finance 3.0 alludes to a capital market that's more transparent, that's more easy to use, and that is more cost-effective for everyone involved. But what I'm personally most excited about is that it opens up the potential for new assets and new kinds of investments. So not only from us being able to access entrepreneurs and businesses that are growing, that we don't generally get access to. And what we're looking at here is a segment that is not serviced by the banks or the exchanges, and also people that are not looking for venture kind of capital, but those fast-growing, interesting companies in our country, which we can then effectively invest into. But also we're seeing something else happening, which is very interesting for investors specifically, is what we call instrument innovation or tokenization or smart assets that we like to call them. And these are assets that are slightly different, a bit more interesting. Some call it alternative finance, if you like the word, to bring in gains and yields that it has never been seen before, and structures that are more conducive to modern businesses and how they do acquire cash flow, but also how they can pay back their investors.
The future of investing, the future of financing, this is all very, very exciting. I think we'll leave it at that, Connie. I look forward to catching up with you once you have your CASP license. Please let me know when that happens. We'd love to celebrate with you and your team. But for now, we'll leave it at that. That's Connie Bloom, founder and managing director at MeshTrade, joining me to unpack the issuance of their first ever corporate bond in Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.